You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Have you ever wondered why you're starving? Others seem to be feeding, but you're starving. Maybe it's for attention. Let me tell you something. God is in the midst of all of that. God is never going to leave you alone. He met that boy in the hog pen. Only God can make you come to your senses. Only God can fix a chaotic mind.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Intangible. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9.
I ministered this morning about a list of spiritual gifts. There are three feasts that I believe the Christian church must embrace. Feast of Israel, there are seven feasts that the Israelites acknowledge and practice today. But there are three of them that are tied to the Christian church. We're not bound by Mosaic law, but I believe God wants us to invest and he wants us to have a connection with three of the feasts of Israel. The first one is the Feast of Passover. We celebrate Easter or Resurrection Day. It is when Moses took the lamb at twilight and killed it and took the blood of the lamb with a hyssop branch and place it over the doorpost. The angel of the Lord was instructed to go through the land of Egypt and to kill all firstborn. God says, but when I see the blood that's placed over the doorpost, I will pass over your house. Thank you, Lord. It is the blood of Jesus that keeps us relevant. It is the blood. It is not your fair skin or your body or any of that. It's the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that covers our homes. And we ought to give God the glory and the praise and the honor for the blood of Jesus. We celebrate Easter or Resurrection Day. You remember your mama going to JCPenney's and buying you a suit. And everybody doing Easter egg hunts at the church. We celebrated the Easter egg more than we did the cross. But thank God for knowledge now. And we can still make sure our kids have fun, but we don't violate the scriptures or the integrity of the scriptures to do so. That's what's important. And as a gatekeeper in the region, I believe God wants me to educate our people. As I receive it, I must give it. And I think it's imperative that we understand that. The second feast is the Feast of Pentecost, and we're celebrating it today, 50 days after the resurrection. 50 days after the Passover, I would say. And we celebrate Pentecost. You saw it here in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost when it was fully come. They were all in one place, over 120. In the upper room. I actually visited Mount Zion and had a chance to go to the upper room and had a visitation from the Holy Spirit in the land of Israel there. An uncontrollable weeping for about 20 minutes. An uncontrollable pouring out and weeping while there in Israel on Mount Zion. And if you stay on first floor, you'll never get the pouring. You must climb the staircase to get to the upper room. If you're in the right place at the right time, you can expect a visitation from the Lord. But God visits places and he has what we call a kairos moment, a time where he does specific things. If you're too late, you'll miss it. If you're too early, you just have to wait. I would rather be early than late. The third feast is the Feast of Tabernacles. It's usually in the fall. It is a worship experience, and we will do it this year to worship the Lord together in the beauty of holiness. I call it harps and bowls. It's when we we have the sound of worship mixed with prayer, glory to God, and proclamation. And it is the Feast of Tabernacles. It is when the children of Israel left their homes and erected tents as a feast, to live in the tent, to worship the Lord by inflicting your comfort. Because worship should inflict your comfort. Nobody should be in an air-conditioned room and just worship the Lord and wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. But when it's tough times, you can't seem to find a praise. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to be so disciplined that no matter where we live, we can always lift up holy hands. No matter what the condition or the weather, we can still give him the glory. Those are the three feasts that I believe the Lord wants the Christian church to embrace every year. Thank you, Lord. It is not a mandate, and we're not bound by laws, but I believe the Lord is leading me to educate our people and to do that. Today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. I wrote a book called The Comforter. I would encourage you to buy it and read it. I had a young man to come to me Wednesday night, and he said, though we moved to Texas, sir, I read the book twice and it opened up to me. 18-year-old, I understand now what the Holy Spirit was trying to get to me when you were teaching all of those years. Thank you for instructing me. And I said, look at the young lad. He read it twice and it opened up. And I speak it, Abatha, be opened. In other words, God is going to open up your mind to the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. But you must put yourself in the way so he can speak to you directly. Thank you, Jesus. I want to look at Luke chapter 15. I close the last message this morning with this. Luke 15, verse 14 through 17. It is the parable of the prodigal son. Prodigal son, come back to my love. You are the one that my heart beats for. Whatever you've done, I can't even remember. Though there are many in my house, it's nothing like my prodigal son. Thank you, Fred Hammond. Luke chapter 15, verse 14, you find in this parable a young man, like so many of our young people today, they don't understand the price that was paid for them to have AC and Q-tips and toilet tissue. A little ungrateful or entitlement. Somebody's working. Somebody is slaving. Somebody's in the grind. Somebody's making sure it happens. And we ought to give God praise. Nobody graduated this weekend or last weekend, this weekend, without a mama or daddy paying the price for them. And we're grateful. But this young man went to his dad and said, I want my inheritance. I believe he put his hands on his hip. Maybe he put his fist on his hip. I want my stuff. And Bible says his daddy gave it to him. And he went riotously living, spent it all. And while he had the money, he was able to buy the Cavassier and the Patron and the Seagram 7 and the Crown Royal. But when the money ran out, the beer ran out and the liquor ran out, and his friends ran out as well. And some of you have been the party girl. You're the one that makes sure everybody get it, or the party man. But when the money runs out, friends are gone. Thank God for good friends. Thank you for being my friend. And if you have a party, some people are only friends when the money is flowing. But man, you need some people that will stand up for you when the money is all gone. Can I get an amen up in here? Oh God, I like real friends. And the Bible says, Luke chapter 15, verse 14, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine. Look at the timing. Money's gone. Economy shifts. There's a severe famine in that whole country. And he began to be in need. Some things don't shift for people until there's a severe need. And God allows it. That's why in the ministry here, we have to understand that whatever we do in this community, we will never eradicate need. Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. What we have to do is be mindful that need will be here. We never, ever try to eradicate need. We always support purpose. Support purpose, because you can get out there trying to take care of needs and get washed away yourself. The Bible says that there was a famine at the same time he ran out of money, and he was in great need. Verse 15, so he went and hired himself, or submitted himself out to a citizen of that country. He couldn't handle his father's house, but he had to submit to a citizen of the country that owned a pig farm. Then the man sent him, notice, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. So he was reduced from England as a prince and sent to a pig farm. I want you to think about Diana's boys leaving England but being sent to a pig farm. So much so, you're unrecognizable. He's sent to the pig farm to feed the pigs, not the cows, the pigs, the swine, unclean. He almost becomes one with them. Verse 16 says, he longed to fill his stomach with the husk or the pods that the pigs were eating. I want you to think about slipping so deep into debauchery that you desire to eat and feed yourself off of what the swine feeds, the swine nature feeds itself on. Almost becoming pig-like in appearance, certainly in smell and in toggery. Look at the word. But no one gave him anything. He was a free giver, but it never returned back to him. Why? He's out of place. He's in the wrong country. He ain't got no money, and the economy went bad, and God is trying to get his attention. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 17. When he came to himself, or to his senses. Here's the intangible. You don't see Holy Spirit right now, but let me tell you, he's attracted to needs. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The scripture is clear in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Because God is attracted to chaos for the purpose of correcting it. Can somebody say amen? And when you belong to God, I don't care how far you go, he will send his spirit out to search for you. God from Zion. He will send his spirit out to search for you. That's what he's been doing, sending his spirit out to search for you. And he's been hovering over the devil. Glory to God. The world can't see the gold in you and the oil under the surface and the diamonds that's down there. But Holy Ghost can sense it. And even though the world don't want to have anything to do with you, God knows what's inside of you. God know what he put in you from the foundation of the world. While you were in your mother's womb, he was giving you your dimples and giving you your hairstyle and giving you your shape, because he knew something good was on the inside. And one day, he's going to bring you back home. Can somebody say amen? Am I talking to anybody that's been under the surface and nobody can detect that there's something special on the inside of you, but the Holy Ghost has drawn himself to your chaos and God is about to bring you up? Thank you, God. I didn't see the Holy Ghost until now. Verse 17, when he came to himself. Really, you don't come to yourself. Many of us will keep the chaos until the Holy Ghost wakens your mind and brings you back to senses.
And he will lose things going on in your life. A broken heart. Being forgotten. Laying around waddling in the mud. Can't really orient yourself and get yourself out. Holy Ghost will bring you back to your senses. Thank you, God. Even now, I send the Holy Ghost globally. I can't really send it, but I can decree and declare if it's in the will of God. I believe it's the will of God. I'm not sure, but by faith I speak it. That he will cover you, hallelujah, while in your deepest debauchery, and God is about to orient your mind and bring you out of it. You've been feeling sorry for yourself. You don't know why it's happened to you, but God has not forsaken you. Thank you, Jesus. And he's about to unearth what's on the inside. Notice the word. Man, I got ahead of myself. Thank you, Jesus. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired slaves or men have food to spare? And here I am, starving. To death. That's how the New Yorkers, to death. They don't say death, to death. Have you ever wondered why you're starving? Others seem to be feeding, but you're starving. Maybe it's for attention. Let me tell you something. God is in the midst of all of that. God is never going to leave you alone. He met that boy in the hog pen. Only God can make you come to your senses. Only God can fix a chaotic mind. Only God can take a young lady that think they know it all, got your hand all on your hip, going off on your mama. That's ignorant. You got to come to yourself. Thank you, Lord. If you're 17, 18, 19, 20, you got a mama that's alive, you better love her. You 25, 30, you better love your mama. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost is bringing you to your senses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was watching Dr. Phil, man. He had this girl on, man. Talking about she need her mama to give. I think she said $2,500. I said $15 this morning. I think it was $2,500 a month because she just can't handle eating the same old foods and I just deserve more. And it's just this entitlement mentality that's coming. You deserve what? You deserve what? You deserve what? You know, you got to work for what you want. And you deserve what? How you going to get mine? Talking about you deserve it. It's, I work for what I have. Man, if they brought me on that, man, I was itching to get to the TV. I'd have been talking cool and I was like, oh! I'd have just yelled at him. What did you ever throw me like that? Thank you, Jesus. The intangible. Holy Spirit. It's not always seen in the text, but he's working behind it like an operation system, like in your computer. You just clicking, but there's something working behind the scenes, an operating system to make your commands come to pass. Holy Spirit, a lot of time, he's so powerful, yet he humbles himself and only testifies of what Jesus would say. He's the intangible anointing that's not seen. To bring us into a place where we would understand. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And God can do it. He can do anything but fail. Jesus, hallelujah. Write it down. Jesus is the revelation of God to man. Jesus is the revelation of God to man. He is the Word made flesh. To dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God.
Yet he is repeatedly announcing that I must go. There's an advent that must take place of another one, or one of the same kind. Thank you, Lord. One of the same kind. The Greeks, one of the same kind. The third person of the Godhead. I must go. I know you're used to me feeding the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves and speaking to Peter to launch out in the deep. And when he cast his net, they took up a great draught. And I know you're used to seeing lepers that they're dismembered because of the leprosy, and I'm able to heal them. I speak didactically. This is the mind of God. And I know that you're used to seeing me speak a word and the first fish you catch has a coin in his mouth to pay for your taxes. And I know that you're used to seeing me deal with issue after issue after issue. But I must leave you now. Thank you, God. And I'm going to send another comforter. Another, one of the same kind though, not lesser than me. He's one of the same kind. You won't see him physically, but he'll be working behind the scenes, and he will walk with you and talk with you and tell you who you belong to. You will never be alone when he's with you, but he won't invade your space. He'll hover until a word is ignited in your soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Whew. I feel a little grief in my soul because Holy Ghost wants to make himself known, but many of us don't hunger for him. And he is a gentleman. He will knock for 20 years. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice or my whispers, I will open up the door. The door will be open and I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Holy Spirit doesn't invade. And then the Holy Spirit can be grieved. In other words, like a woman, if you say the wrong thing, she will withdraw. You can say the wrong thing to men and they will withdraw. They might act like they haven't, but they will. Because we have a tendency when the things are spoken to us to go into a shell. I know you understand macho men don't want to admit that, but they withdraw too. Thank you, Lord. And so we must be kind to each other. Even the Holy Spirit will withdraw. Which means if he's grieved, he'll back up. That's why when we're worshiping and it's time to transition in the preaching, everybody needs to come under the authority of the Holy Ghost and move with the ministry instead of saying, but I got a word and I know what the Lord is saying. You better sit your behind down and let God cover you. You're not taking over no services. Ain't nobody doing that. You're not getting no TV time because the Holy Ghost even submits. Ain't nobody dancing down the middle of the aisle and letting the cane down and then moving. Everybody shouting, look at that mother, look at mother, look at mother, and go back and pick up the cane and then sit back down. If God delivers you from the cane, throw it down and don't pick it up no more. But you're not supposed to try to get attention drawn to yourself. You want to see witchcraft? Try to pull everybody to see you in the midst of a service. I don't care if you're the preacher. I don't care if you're the singer. If you're drawing attention to yourself and not giving it to God, we talking about witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus. So even the one out, look at me, sister. Look at me, look at me. Wait a minute, doctor. Let's look at Jesus. Come on, the author and the finisher. You're going to look at me anyway, but it's not about me. It's about the one you can't see. And I call him the intangible. Glory to God. You can't hold him like that. You can't hold him like that. But he will invade your heart. And he will hold you from the inside out. Thank you, Jesus. He will cling to you. Thank you, God. Never let you go. Glory to God. Even when you act up. Aren't we glad the Holy Ghost don't let us go? thank you for being a friend. And if you have fun,
thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Intangible, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2808. That's reference number 2305-2808.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
All men are invited to Father's Day breakfast at 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 17th at Golden Corral in Palm Bay. Email aim@truthrevealed.org for details. Abishai Inspired Men, it is that time of the year again to reserve your spot for Bishop's Birthday Breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM Monthly Fellowship on Saturday, July 8th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space Force Base. The cost is $25 and space is limited. Make your reservation at the Communication and Promotion Counter or truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 25th.
Registration for Vacation Bible School 2023 Ready, Set, Move is open. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Join us for a women's self-defense workshop on Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. All ages are welcomed and snacks will be provided. Women's Self-Defense Workshop at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, 213 Stone Street in Cocoa, Florida. For more information, please contact Latasha Stiggins at 321-266-9516 or Elise Brown at 407-375-3071. That's a Women's Self-Defense Workshop at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, 213 Stone Street in Cocoa, Florida. Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.